I am speaking with Luke Bozeman with BASF, and this is another of our new BASF personality profiles. And first of all, Luke, give me your title with BASF.
Well, Cindy, my title is Technical Market Manager.
Now, what is your background personally, how you got to BASF, and discuss a little bit about your career with BASF?
Well, Cindy, I was born and raised in Northwest Florida on a small, diversified farm. Went to school in Alabama at Auburn University, graduating in entomology. Joined a company called Sandoz and was with Sandoz for about 13 years, starting with at their research farm in Mississippi, and the last 7 years in Chicago as a product manager for Dicamba. And after Sandoz, I decided I wanted to do a little private contract research, so I went to Florida and had a great experience with Glades Crop Care as a contract research person working with many different clients. BASF actually was one of those clients. And then joined Monsanto in 1999 and was with Monsanto for a little over 10 years. Just prior to coming to work for BASF. With Monsanto, I was involved primarily for the last several years in the seeds and traits arena and wanted to get back into the crop protection side. And fortunately, BASF had an opportunity for me to come and get involved in the herbicides development and commercialization that they had ongoing. And I've had the good fortune to be with BASF for about a year and a half as the tech market manager herbicides, working with some of our herbicides that have been on the market for many, many years, as well as some new innovations we're bringing to market over the next few years. So very excited about the prospects of bringing new tools to the growers for controlling weeds in their crops.
Well, good solid background for you, and especially with all the new herbicide innovations that BASF is planning to bring to market. Tell us about some of those.
There's a couple in particular that I'd like to mention. One is Zidua. That's a new grass and broadleaf residual herbicide that we'll be introducing this fall. And one of the great things about Zidua is that it's going to give the farmer growing corn and soybeans another option for controlling difficult weeds like water hemp and Palmer pigweed. Zidua has a very long-lasting residual, up to 2 weeks longer than products commonly used now. It's also going to be very flexible for the grower applicator. Applications can be made in the fall preceding the spring planting or as an early pre-plant, all the way up through early post to the crop. So a lot of flexibility there. So we're very excited about that product. Another one is Ingenia. Ingenia is our latest dicamba innovation and has been developed specifically to be used in the dicamba-tolerant cropping systems that's being developed now by Monsanto.
With your background in dicamba, can you tell me more about this, Ingenia, and how you think it's going to help the farmer and the environment?
Throughout most of my career, in one way or another, I've been associated with dicamba, so it's quite amazing that a herbicide like this continues to be able to be innovated and molded to fit current and evolving cropping practices. One of the great things about dicamba is it is a very effective broadleaf herbicide. Dicamba is used today on over 20 million acres of cropland in the U.S., and also is used in a lot of products that you would be applying to your lawn for broadleaf weed control in lawn and turf grass. So it's a very commonly used herbicide. What we've done with Ingenia is taken a completely new formulation of dicamba, one that reduces volatility to a point of really being of non-concern, because we know that in dicamba-tolerant crops such as soybeans, there's an opportunity for a lot of additional acres to be treated with dicamba. We also know that we can positively impact the volatility characteristics through formulation, and that's what we've done with Ingenia.
Another thing that BASF is doing that I know you're involved in to some degree is application outreach and the on-target academies. Tell me a little bit about that and why you think that that's important, tied in with the innovations that BASF is introducing to make sure that farmers get the most out of their out of their crop protection tools?
Proper application is critical for the grower to have a successful experience in using a product, because as a grower, they want to maximize efficacy by getting all of the herbicide they can to the target weed, and they want to minimize the risk of any spray moving off target that can possibly impact, you know, neighboring sensitive crops. What we've been introducing this year is our On-Target Application Academy, which is specifically geared toward grower applicators. We're also welcoming commercial applicators as well, but we understand that commercial applicators have a lot of systems in place and opportunities for training that perhaps grower applicators don't have. So that's why we're really focusing on growers and providing them with firsthand experience on how to set up spray systems to minimize the risk of any off-target movement. We're right now beginning identifying dates and places for 2012 where our on-target spray academies will take place. But this will not be just a one-year effort. This is something that we intend to continue over the long term, because we know that continuous education is critical, whether it's for how to successfully spray a herbicide or a plant health product or an insecticide. So there's a lot of need for educational opportunities at the grower applicator level, and we're beginning that this year with our On-Target Application Academy.
Well, having worked in several segments of the industry, different companies, and being raised on a diversified farm yourself, you've been working now with BASF for a year and a half or so. How do you feel about the things that BASF is doing, the new innovations they have coming out, these types of initiatives like the On-Target Academy? How do you feel about working for a company like BASF and the things that they're doing?
Well, Cindy, I couldn't be happier. And the one thing that I find particularly gratifying is to see what BASF has in place for short term that can benefit the grower, can allow them to produce more on their acreage, but also to see what's in the pipeline and what's moving toward the grower over the next 5 to 10 years. It's just a lot of fun right now to be able to work for a company like BASF that places such a high value on innovation and is reinvesting a lot of the dollars back into basic research and development. So for that, I'm very happy.
Well, thank you very much. Luke Bozeman with BASF, our latest personality profile, getting to know a little bit more about the people who work for BASF. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.